Net. Now, before we go on to any more music, like every Thursday, we have a special guest on with us right now from Excellent Tax. We do have Mr. Rauf Bajaria with us. Very good evening to you.
Hello, Vaibhav. And also, I would like to say hello to our Fun Asia listeners. And man, I'm telling you, this ice storm is something else. Starting from last Thursday to even through today, that is 8+ days and counting, you can still see patches of ice on roads and sidewalks. And as a Dallasite, for the last 42 years, we had massive snowstorms in early 70s and 80s from 5 to 7 inches, but not this kind of 8+ days of icy roads.
Right.
So Fun Asia listeners, please be careful out there.
All right, and having said that, if you can get the tax headlines going for the week ending December 13th.
The tax headlines for the week ending December 13th, starting with the interest rates that are issued by the IRS, remain the same as the last quarter, which is good, based on the IRS report that was released on December 9th, which is going to be 3% for the underpayments and 5% for large corporate underpayments. And remember this, Fun Asia listeners, these underpayment penalties and interest can be as high as 25%, which is a lot of money. Also, the optional standard mileage deductions for your automobiles has increased from 2012 to 2013, and the mileage rates for 2013 that have been released is 56 cents per mile for business miles driven, 23.5 cents per mile for medical or moving purposes, and 14 cents per mile driven in service of some charitable organization that you serve. Also, another headline is the deadline for enrollment in Obama Healthcare is December 23rd for people that need to enroll for health insurance for January 1st of 2014. And my advice to our Fun Asia listeners is please do not wait till the last minute, as the website will get overloaded. And this website, as we all know, is shaky at best right now.
All right, now, is Excellent Tax Irving scheduled to open on December 16th like it was planned to?
Yes, we are really excited that we're right on schedule to open on December 16th, which is this coming Monday at 3455 North Beltline Road, Suite 109, Irving 75062, and our phone number there is 972-471-9017, and we are located in the Subzi Mundi Shopping Center. And just like our opening of Excellent Tax in Austin on December 2nd, we're hoping for support from our Fun Asia listeners that live and work in the Irving, Bedford, Euless, and Arlington areas.
All right, once again, we have Mr. Rauf Bajaria, CPA from Excellent Tax, with us. And once again, if you want to contact them, the number is 214-888-2490 or 972-226-9824. You can visit excellenttax.com. That's excellenttax.com, and get all the details there. Now, can you give us another last-minute tax planning tip for 2013?
Yes, I can. Another tax planning tip for 2013 is to try to reinforce your retirement planning strategy and also your asset protection strategy by combining it with your year-end tax planning strategy, which effectuates, in essence, the bottom line and, of course, has a compounding effect, meaning that instead of 1 plus 1 equals 2, it may have a 1 plus 1 equals 3 type of an impact. As a big-time proponent of time value of money, Weber, which is simply that today's dollar is more precious than tomorrow's dollar due to inflation and other variables most of the time. Of course, so if we can put money in a retirement plan today and are able to reduce our tax liability today, plus the fact is that the income the money is going to generate, of course, is also tax deferred. It will grow faster. We do not have to pay income tax on it. And also, a lot of times what happens is when we take the money out, there is a possibility that we may be in a lower tax bracket because we are retired, etc. So starting for the people in the low to middle income level, we need to look at the IRS has the Savers Credit for 2013 that helps offset part of your first $2,000 contribution in a retirement plan, which may be a 401k or a IRA. This Savers Credit is also known as the Retirement Savings Contribution Credit. For people in the high income bracket and people that are called the HCE, which stands for Highly Compensated Employee, could set up a safe harbor plan. And of course, the deadline for that was October. And if you set that up and put in a defined benefit plan, the limitations are as much as $205,000 you could stash away for 2013 and $210,000 for 2014. Then there are certain cash plans out there, Weber, that and insurance products that can exceed even this limitation. For people that are doing last-minute retirement planning shopping, a defined contribution plan like a simple SEP, you could put away up to $51,000 for 2013 and $52,000 for 2014, but you must set up this plan by December 31st, and you could find it next year, and you could fund this plan, of course, till next year prior to filing of your tax returns. Also, there is a possibility you could also do a elective deferral plan like a 401k and put away as much as $17,500 in that. But remember this, Funasia listeners, these 401k plans have a lot more red tape to it and reporting requirements, and it's going to depend on your investment advisor, whether he may or may not be able to set it up by December 31st. But
right,
we
wonderful.
Here at Excellent Tax are available to assist you with any of your year-end tax planning, including your retirement planning.
All right, sounds great. And lastly, if you could go over the tax strategy of the week briefly.
Yes, Weber, in conjunction with the year-end approaching, the tax strategy for the week is how you can turn your charitable contributions into advertising expenses for your business, because as we all know, charitable contributions made by a business do not receive the same kind of tax treatment as advertising expenses. Contributions, of course, are subject to various limitations and restrictions, and you may not be able to deduct it. You may have to carry it forward, but if they are converted into an advertising expense, you could deduct the whole thing on your 2013 tax return. So I want our Funasia listeners to visit our tax blog at excellenttax.com and look up this tax planning strategy.
All right, wonderful. And as always, great to talk to you, and thank you so much for all the information.
Thank you so much, Weber.
Thank you. Once again, it's Funasia Radio.